how can a virgin know if they like dick if they've never gotten any?
That's totally different.
What does a virgin have to do?
I'm trying totally so hard different. To be on your side right now.
That's
and
totally
you're
different.
This really hard.
That's totally different.
That I'm just giving you something.
Wait, so okay, here's what if the scenario
you
is.
You break that analogy down.
What if the scenario is he's in Ibiza, it's an orgy?
What, why Ibiza?
What?
Diplo.
All of you are sick.
No, Diplo.
I'm painting a picture.
Y'all trying anything in the world to say Diplo is gay.
No worry, ma.
Hello, me lucky lad. Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Mull podcast.
Wow.
He's a proper lad.
Are you a character in Harry Potter? What the fuck? You Dumbledore?
Dumbledore.
My bad. I'm sorry. I just got in spirit. I don't know what happened. I just got in spirit. Welcome to a new episode of the new Rory and Mull podcast. I am Mull.
I'm Rory.
And today is a special... special day for you, Rory. Listen, today is St. Patrick's Day.
Son of Swords.
Son of Swords. Hey. This is St. Patty's Day. This is the day to celebrate the Irish people, our Irish brothers and sisters around the world. So today we are being very festive. I got my first chain of day.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Jay and Biggs to give me a rock chain. But I got a...
Welcome to the Irish team.
I got a lucky clover. Woo.
Well, you know what's fucked up about this? Now that the clovers are like the popping thing that the IG chicks wear, you would look like you're wearing fake jewelry, right?
Yeah, this is the fake. This is the Van Cleef. This is the Van Cleef. Van Cleefs.
You don't think that's cultural appropriation either?
I do. I side with you on this one, Rory. I do think that that's cultural appropriation.
This entire day is making me very uncomfortable. How everyone is dressed.
What do you mean?
Me wearing this.
What are we dressed like?
There's a camera now. They can all see.
What's wrong with how we're dressing?
You have on glasses with no lens.
That's before, not the point of it.
Listen, prescription.
Before we get into that, I just want to let everybody know that next February for Black History Month, you all will be wearing dashikis for the entire month. Even though it's winter, I want you all in dashiki and sandals every day.
Would you like me to kneel like the Democrats when
absolutely.
I wear mine?
Yes. Okay. I want you to kufis, dashikis. We're going to be eating fufu, all kind of shit for the entire month.
Okay.
To celebrate Black History.
Next Black History Month, can I do this?
No, what? next Black History Month, you'll be fired. So you don't have to worry about that.
He might be fired now.
Yeah.
I think.
Can we skip, Cinco de Mayo for Eden after that?
No, because
this
Rory's
is all racist.
Right there.
You know what, Dame? I fully understand. Once I see my culture being appropriated, I finally fucking get it. This is Lior Cohen. You are all Lior Cohen to me right now. This is fucking nuts. Take those fucking glasses off. I'm taking this off. This is stupid. This is my culture. It's way more than fucking light up shit. Listen. And drinking Irish carbon. This is ridiculous. This is the Todd Moskowitz of my culture.
I thought that was a pretty cool
hat. Well, can you enlighten us a little on your culture?
Yeah, what is your culture, Rory?
Well, when we walked in here, Julian started making what he called Irish car bombs. I thought that was racist.
Yep.
Never mind. You make the joke.
He just started making them. And he's Lebanese.
Time.
I figured that, they make the best, most effective car bombs.
Yeah.
And he stayed in the car when the bomb went off.
Yeah.
It's one word away from a news headline.
Listen, man.
I'm just trying to show you my appreciation
to your culture
Julian
today. I got the green on for you.
I'm meeting racism by countering it with more racism.
Okay,
there you go.
It's all good. But happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish people around the world. All of our Irish listeners, Rory,
and you all have your 23andMe's. You all have Irish in you.
We do.
We were horse.
We do.
Everyone has some type of Irish.
Definitely.
We all have
Irish in me
for sure.
Well, how's the family feeling about? I know y'all are celebrating this weekend.
It's been a big week.
Yeah, it's
got a big week ahead. You know, dad coming into town.
Not Christmas.
No.
Nope.
Not a christening. Nothing like that, right?
No.
It's fucking St.
Patrick's Day. Yes.
Right? Just getting drunk.
You're a proper lad.
What do you guys think St. Patrick's Day is about?
I don't know.
Like, from outside looking in.
Well, as a New Yorker, it's just very loud. A lot of alcohol.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic.
Yeah.
And a lot of arrests. A lot of people spending the night in the tank. Central bookings.
How do you think you would do at the Staten Island parade?
You kill it.
There's the one on Fifth Avenue.
Yeah, no, I want to go to the real one, not the politically correct one. I want to go where the fights are happening.
You want to know about Irish culture?
Yeah, yeah.
Go to Staten Island and go to that parade.
that's the one I want to go to. I've never been to that one. I've heard a lot of great things about it, though. Great things, right? Yeah, great things. Great things. I love Irish people.
Rory, have you ever worn a kilt?
No, I have not. but I do want to take back.
He's worn a kith, though.
Hey.
A kith kilt.
Yeah. Kith kilt.
You would.
That would eat.
I do want to take bagpipe lessons, though.
That would eat.
So I would wear a kilt if I did
what
that.
Is the bagpipe? What is that? Is that?
Oh, you want to learn how to blow?
Is that like a...
I'm really trying to learn about your culture here, and he's trying to make jokes about your culture. Yeah.
So is the bagpipes, is that like playing a bunch of flutes? Is it the same as the flute?
Sort of.
Skin flute.
From my understanding, the history does, it used to be the stomach of a lamb or some shit like that is what the bag used to be and how they actually used to play that instrument. It's a bag of some animal, yeah. Listen, man, potatoes took us out, so we were dealing with what we had.
Yeah.
We had to make instruments out of whatever at that point.
But out of a lamb's stomach is
I'm pretty sure that's where it does come from. Of course, we probably weren't the creators. I'm sure we stole it from someone.
Yeah. I think y'all might have created this one. This might be y'all thing.
Well, I have to give, as much as I'm not a big fan of the Scottish, they have some rights to bagpipes as well. I can't say it's just the Irish thing. Mm-hmm. I think we took it mainstream. I think like if you're an underground hip hop fan, you'd fuck with the Scottish. But we're like Puff.
Okay.
The Irish are Puff when it comes to the bagpipes.
Got you.
Scottish are more like MF Doom with it. Oh. If I were to put it in a
comparison. No, I like that.
Yeah, still contributes to the culture the same, but one is just more mainstream. That's
right. Got you. Okay.
Have you guys done a parade ever?
Yeah, I've actually been part of the marching band at Cardinal Hayes. Shout out to...
Oh, nice. Yeah, I know Cardinal Hayes does it every year.
Yeah, so then we did that. And that was very interesting. It'd be a lot of drunk Irish people.
What were you playing?
I played clarinet.
I play clarinet.
Yeah, I'm not very proud of saying that out loud.
You look like you played a clarinet.
Yeah.
Everything makes sense now. Everything makes sense now.
Yeah.
You have the carrying? You did not bring that case on the concourse.
Yeah.
Oh, you got chased.
Yeah.
Oh, them niggas on 167 chased you all the way to Tremont. Yeah, I know they did.
That was fun. No, but we would do the parade on 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that was fun. There'd be a lot of drunk Irish women trying to talk to high schoolers. Mm. So that was weird.
It's on par.
Very weird. Yeah. But sounds about right.
It's par for the course.
Yeah.
Julian was very hyped for this this day. I don't know. He texted chat last night. He had a whole bunch of it would look like a Irish kidnapping kit. He had bottles of Guinness on the bed, glasses, hats. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck he was doing last night.
I have a very dirty 18 plus story about St. Patrick's Day that I'm going to save for Patreon.
Ooh.
That involves bagpipes.
Oh.
You have a dirty story 18 plus?
Yeah, like it's about sexual things.
It's X-rated.
Okay. Oh, it's rapey?
All right. Why?
When you hear sex, that's where your mind goes?
I just told you.
Would wear those glasses, yeah.
Anybody that sent that picture to the chat that he had with all the bottles of Guinness and fucking chains on the bed, I said, oh, yeah.
This I wanted to make it a show. If you're watching on YouTube, we're all wearing green and we're wearing festive hats and jewelry.
If you're watching on YouTube, like they can't see if they're watching.
Some people you could be listening on audio Friday.
Julian definitely walks into the kitchen at the party and says, ladies, more shots? Definitely you.
I've never done that, ever.
You've never done that?
No.
I can't. No, I don't believe that.
He just pours them and puts them in their hand.
Wow.
No. Don't give me a chance to say no.
No. This narrative is not going to work. No.
It's working.
No.
I encourage everyone, even though I know you will not, to look into the actual history of St. Patrick's Day.
Boring.
It is beautiful.
That's what we're going to talk about on Patreon.
Fuck the Queen. You know, we had to chase the English out. I mean, they stayed. They're still in Northern Ireland, but
yeah,
you know, we have a Mason Dixon line now.
Yeah. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to all of you Irish people, and hopefully you're enjoying yourself, you're being safe, and not getting arrested and getting too drunk out there this weekend. So the week we've been gone for about a week.
Yeah, about
a few days.
Kind
of. Well, probably a little less than a week. Yeah, I went to the Emotional Orange show. You had a shout out to Emotional Oranges. They was at Brooklyn Steel.
Sold out Brooklyn Steel.
Sold out Brooklyn Steel.
With shout the out ease. Should have done two Oranges. Nights.
Yeah, for real.
But we had to go to Boston. But the show was great. I mean, I what do you guys think? I've seen the show plenty of times. It was fun to be with the whole crew.
That was great.
Had a good time?
My brother was there. It was fun. He had a good time.
I felt kind of bad. I didn't have the little smiley face on my pass, so I couldn't escort the crew around. They were kind of sitting on the other side of the ropes. I was like, yo, gotcha.
I took care of everyone.
And you didn't have them?
No, I didn't have them.
Oh, yeah.
I took care of everyone.
Yeah.
You did get on your finesse
game. Shots?
I always, we've done a lot of shows together. If I don't have the right credentials, I don't see it as an issue. I'm like, I'll just figure it out. And I had my brother and some other company and we figured it out.
Yeah, it was a lot of passing of passes back and forth.
Yeah, more or less.
But the show was really, really good. I highly suggest.
The visuals were dope.
Yes, the Emotional Oranges tour is still underway. Mm-hmm. Go see a show. I'm glad you guys have fun.
Rory, Rory's a part of the show.
You're the interlude.
Oh, you were the interlude?
Yeah, I had an interlude, yeah. They kind of, I mean, I felt like me and Ed embodied it, but they cut it in half, and I felt away.
You felt away because they
we cut shot it at Lobo
and they
House.
Cut out me saying I feel away a bunch of times.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could put that up on paper.
That was the funniest part, was that they cut out the
punchline.
I get it. And it was shout out their style, though.
And I'm not going to blame Brando, because Brando is one of the best creative minds I've ever met. I think it was Azad's fault. I think Azad cut me. Mm. I don't think it was Brando. Brando would have left me.
You didn't like that dance move?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's my guy. Relax.
Shout out to Brando.
That's
man.
Funny, though.
That was crazy.
Fucking nuts.
That was sick.
Hey, in the words of ASAP, you got to try sometimes.
That's right.
We don't try no more.
Shout out to Azad.
We got to try.
Omar Epps just texted me. He said, peace, beloved. I hope all is well.
Sound like Julian right now.
I just looked at my phone. I didn't speak to him in a minute. Just wanted to let you know I'm still coming through the rock with y'all. It's just been hectic, and I'm in prep for this next project. Shout out to Omar Epps. Yeah, he had called me a few months ago. He wanted to come sit down and kick it with us and shit.
Yeah, I fuck with Omar. We DM in the business chat. So I think it's okay.
Keep it there in the
business. It says business chat.
Yeah.
Now, has a girl ever just put that business chat on you and flirted with you?
Yeah, that's business.
That's a move for women now to put the business chat thing.
Well, a lot of them are selling ass, so.
Yeah, but business chat, I feel like you should be able to like 1099 or W-2. Like it should be on the books.
I'm sure they could 1099.
If they're selling pussy, it's not a business chat.
If they're on OnlyFans, they don't have to claim those on taxes?
Of course. Yeah, and Cash App is going crazy. I don't know if you filed yet. Boy, do they want to know every fucking Cash App transaction you've ever done.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I told Loyon, reimbursement.
That don't work.
IRS, they're hip now.
That doesn't work.
Speaking of name dropping, of course, everyone had to wear green today except for Yomi. Julian would find the only green Dreamville shirt that you could possibly find.
Is that a Dreamville shirt?
Beans.
Oh my God.
It's insane.
From a care package.
What merch company gifted you this that you threw in the back of your closet?
No, this was in the back of the closet hanging up. I believe this was my guy Chris Classic. This was a hoodie he had made a while ago.
That's a Chris
and
Classic.
I don't think I ever wore it. So I saw it. I just saw Chris. Green hanging up and I was like, oh, I'm
wait, like singer Chris, like Queens?
Yeah.
Chris Classic?
Yeah.
That's my dude.
Yeah, this is shit.
That's him.
I ain't getting one, Chris.
Yeah.
Should have sent me the green one.
His hoodie. Shout out to my guy, Chris.
He's going to be so mad I referred to it that way.
Nah, that's my guy.
No, Chris is my dude, too.
I went to Emotional Oranges. Shout out to Azad.
They killed that.
Shout out to the whole team. I saw a lot of the pictures. The picture that Eden took was really dope.
Thank you.
It was a really good shot.
Yeah.
Yomi took him, and he took the credit.
How? No, what?
I'm starting to see. No, I'm starting to see what the vibe is right here.
Okay. For sure.
It's a lot of ghosts. Ghostwriting going on right now.
Ghost posting.
When did that happen?
Yes,
a lot of ghost posts.
It's fucking Yomi Miller over here.
Yeah, a lot of ghost posts. You've been ghost posting.
Yomi Miller is funny.
Yeah, no, thank you, Yomi. It's not fucking thank you, Eden.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Yomi.
Eden didn't even bring a camera.
He goes the puff route. Like everyone will take photos and then put it in one folder and be like, this is from Eden.
Oh, he posted first?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen Eden do that.
I like posting it first. Yeah,
absolutely. He took a photo one time of us, and we were still like working and posted. I was like
in London, posted all the photos of you guys before anything went up.
Sorry.
And then like puts in the description on Dropbox, like you have to tag me. Like, I'm not posting this now.
Oh yeah, I do. Oh no.
And he watermarks the photo.
I was gonna say, what do we think the watermark is gonna be? Just Eden's
just my face.
Thank you, Eden.
Just my face. That's it. Like
Jesus.
I hope you have royalties, Yomi.
She does.
You check the credits on all those thank you Eden photos and some of his mixes.
Check them.
Not the mixes too.
But you went away.
Yeah, I went away.
Family time, I know. You didn't do anything.
Yeah,
it was great.
Just with friends. For one of my friends' birthday, we went snowmobiling. It was dope.
Now I'm intrigued. Hold on.
Wait, you were in Denver, no?
Yeah, Colorado.
Okay.
I went snowmobiling. It was dope.
That's fire.
You ever been snowmobiling?
I have, yeah.
Snowmobiling is really
in Denver,
fun.
Actually.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's really,
well,
really fun.
Whatever the outer skirts are called.
Yeah. It's really fun. I definitely want to do that again next winter just to kind of make it like a winter thing.
Well, like, what was your fit? Did you have the helmet on? Were you too cool for that helmet?
No.
Did you have like cool glasses?
I ain't too. Did you
have Oakleys on?
No. I had some ski goggles. Definitely had a helmet. See, I don't fuck around with shit that I'm not too like familiar with. Like snowmobile, and I'm like, nah, this would be how I'm all go out. And I'm not going out on the snowmobile. So I had the helmet and everything on. But it was cool though. It was a real it was a dope experience, man. Just seeing like the scenery, being in the forest, going like around the trees and all of that shit. Like it's really, but it does get scary after a while because you're like, yo, what if the tour guide decides like, you know what, I quit. Mm. and just leaves. And it's like in the middle of the fucking, like, nobody is there. And they make you take like a, they make you take pictures before you go into the trail in case they have to have a search and rescue. But he tried to make it seem like it's not weird. Like, he's like, hey, just jump around. Like, no, I'm going to stand here so you can see exactly who I am in case y'all need to come find me.
How long do you think you'd last? You were layered.
Maul versus the wild.
It wasn't, and the thing is, it wasn't that cold.
Into the Wild featuring Maul.
Oh, shit. Like, if the snowmobile broke down?
You are Chris McCandless.
Yeah, yeah, you get stuck. You don't have cell service. You're just in the wild, stuck. How long do you last? In that, in those conditions, winter, snowy conditions.
I don't know, man. It wasn't that cold because it was the daytime, so some sunlight was out. But I know when the sun goes down, it gets cold. I was layered. I had gloves. I had a big coat. Had the pants, everything on, boots. But I don't know, man. I don't know how long I would last, like, with no water, no
food. You got
food.
Snow right there, though.
Yeah,
you just got to melt the snow. Throw it on your
maybe
armpit.
A day.
A day. You give it a day?
A day.
All right, let's say you
because I would walk until I couldn't walk no more. Like, I'm going to try to
but
walk.
Then that sock's going to get wet.
No, right. But I had, like, the high snow boots on.
You have 40 belows on in Denver?
Yeah, I had the 40. Yeah, I had
you had the mischief boots on?
Yeah, nah, no.
Okay, at what day do you break your veganism?
Day one.
Yeah. Probably the first sign of but no, I don't, because I don't think I would be that hungry.
Can we table this too as an idea? Like,
to leave me in the wild?
No, well, that too.
The fuck?
It's punked.
No, it's not.
Rory's punks just want to hurt Maul.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
But a vegan going into the wild, at what point, and let's talk about like the stomach issues. As someone that eats a bunch of meat, if I had to like kill a wild boar and cook it, I'm gonna cook it wrong. It's still going to fuck my stomach.
I like the
now
fact that Rory thinks
that
he could just
Maul.
Kill a wild boar.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
your
cool.
bare hands?
Yeah.
Look at his hat. Look at his hat.
Look at my hat.
Just give him one swift right.
Look at his hat. He looks like a fucking
put
narc.
The brass knuckles on. Just fucking.
Maul, I'm scared of bees.
A wild boar?
Yeah, he's fighting it like this.
That's what I was mad that we didn't see. I wanted to see.
Or a muskrat.
I wanted
at what point?
Muskrat. Muskrat is hilarious.
You've been vegan for a long time. What if the first meal you had to have was an uncooked muskrat? That was just like scurrying through the snow.
Yeah, I would probably die from just throwing up and just shitting.
They
myself.
Said rabbits are common.
Yeah, rabbits are
to
common.
Eat. You could probably. Eat
I'm
a
not
rabbit.
Catching a rabbit. I don't. I can't even catch a
who's
fucking
catching a rabbit.
Can't even catch a fucking rabbit.
You build like a trap.
Maul can't build a trap.
Build a trap.
He wants to make the wilderness Home Alone.
I've worked in a trap. I can't build a trap.
They caught Joe Pesci. They can get a rabbit.
What the fuck are you talking about? Build a trap. Like, who do you think I'm just going to take shit from scratch and just build? No, I'm not that guy.
If you had like a wire in your ear with Bear Grylls in your ear telling you how to get shit done, you think you could then do it?
Yeah.
If I had somebody like talking me through it, I definitely have a better shot.
Not there with you to help, just someone in your ear giving you instructions on how to get stuff done. You think?
I would definitely try, but like just nothing, and I'm just out there. I wouldn't know what. I'm from the city, bro.
But you'd have a lighter on you because it's you. So that's a step up.
Oh, that's true.
And you'd beat me in that category. I wouldn't have a lighter on me.
That you always carry.
I would a day. I already told you how long I would last. One day.
But you don't die in a day. Like you'd live longer than that. You would live longer than a day.
You would live longer than that. I know you've lost some weight, but you got some meat on your bones.
Yeah, no,
it would eat away.
I would definitely.
You'd give 3-4 years.
But I'm thinking about the cold. That's what y'all not thinking about, the cold.
You like, hate being
but
cold.
But you got the 40 belows on. I'm sure you had a Carhartt fit on.
That shit is still cold, though. It was still you could tell like when the sun goes down, it's fucking freezing out there.
Right.
But it was beautiful though. Like you could see it just the mountains and the sun. Like it was just a beautiful, beautiful place to like just chill. Like we stopped, we took pictures, like it was a whole like bunch of us, like just it was like a group. And then one dude, he went off the trail. He had his girl with him. I said, I know she thinks he's a pussy.
Mm. What? Why?
Because like it's a trail, and if you go off the trail, it's like the snow is very deep. So the snowmobile kind of just like sinks into the snow. Like it's so they have to come pull you out. So it's like, how did you even go off the course? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
If you were with a young lady, which I know you weren't. I know it was a solo trip to find yourself. Trip, I understand.
No, it was a few of us. It was like six people.
You know, they came for six chicks.
The Rockefellers.
Would you give consent for people to eat your body?
No.
Really? That's a really selfish move, I feel like.
I mean, you don't really have much of a choice.
If I'm dying first, I'm going to be like on my last breath, like, go for the thigh.
No. No, I want you
there's
to leave
more
me.
Meat on my ass.
No, eat my ass.
I'm not sure if he was telling us to go fuck ourselves or to eat his ass.
It's like the Donner Party.
All right.
I'm telling you now.
You don't know that.
I want to live. And if we were all as a crew in the woods and you guys started to die and Maul had a lighter to make fire.
Y'all eating.
Okay, I'm eating. Scenario.
Ed and we could feast for the year.
We're camping. Maul's made it clear. Maul's made it clear he's dying first.
Yeah.
So of all of us, Maul's dying first. Who's going to be the one to dismember Maul and cook him?
Me, probably.
But that's been your fantasy. That's not for survival.
Yeah.
Like you've had those thoughts, but in a sexual way, not in like a creepy way.
I would kill Eden first. I would just choke him like, don't fight it. Just choke him out. Like, listen, you're dying. Yeah, like.
It's been an honor. All right.
It's been an honor as I'm killing him.
Who would eat the thigh that has the tattoo on it?
No, y'all got to come around and like black people do the birthday cake with the picture.
Yeah, I don't want to.
That's hilarious. Yeah, oh, we got to save this part.
Yeah. That's how we know they know it was edited.
Yeah. Why do people say that? It sits in your fridge for 3 days and then you throw it out.
The cake?
The art part of the cake.
That shit is the nastiest piece of cake ever. That shit's all hard.
It doesn't taste so good.
Okay, so Maul and Eden die first. No, I want to go through this. Maul and Eden die first. And then
why?
What? Because you're dying with Maul. He's killing you.
Oh, that's an honor.
Then Maul dies.
It's like Romeo and Juliet.
I'm Juliet.
Jack and Rose.
The four of us are left. What happens next?
Y'all kill Daenerys next.
Can I say what I would like to happen next?
Yes. You want me to die, Maul.
Yeah, I want Julian to die.
I know you want me to
fucking die. Die. That's what I want Julian to do.
I think I'll be all right.
I think I would, at that point, I would kill myself because I feel like Julian would be like, yeah, like my buddy knows the owner of the Rockies.
I'd be out.
Like my brother knows the guys that own the helicopter tour. They're like 30 miles from us. They'll be here in no time.
Yeah, like one of my friends knows someone that plays for the Nuggets. Like, let me see if I can get
We're not in Denver.
Oh, I thought we were in Denver.
No.
We wouldn't be in this scenario if we were in Denver.
Well, you know, the outskirts of Denver.
No, it was really fun, though, man. We definitely should take a trip like that, though. That would be like some really, really cool shit for us to do together.
I've always wanted to do those type of snow trips, but I've only ever messed with women that want to take pictures on a beach. I want to go do the snow shit. That looks like an awesome vacation to me.
Snow gets a bad rep. I think that a lot of people don't realize how much fun you can have.
They tried to ban it.
What?
Never mind. Went over your head.
Cocaine.
Oh.
The snowman.
Got it. Jeezy. Snow trips get a bad rep. People think like it's freezing and it's really not that cold. Like, well, do I know how to snowboard? No, I just did. I've done it before, but we just went snowmobiling. But people get snow gets a bad rep. People think it's like freezing cold. It's really not. It's like the sun is out.
I think scientifically
it's pretty cold.
No, but it's not. I mean, well, I've spoken from New Yorkers. Like, we don't, it has to be like, for a New Yorker to be like, it's cold, it has to be like 15, 20 degrees. And it wasn't that. It was like 45, 50 degrees.
Well, out west, yeah, the slopes are a little different.
Yeah.
Like people skiing in t-shirts.
It wasn't that cold.
It's warmer during the day.
It's whiter.
But I know at night, it dropped down about 25. It got cold. Mm. It got cold. But it was fun. Had a great time. And I definitely want to make that a part of like a yearly thing of just going snowmobiling. Just do like winter fun shit.
Mo, I put out another record. Fucking finally.
Woo! Thank God.
Available on all DSPs, Enough featuring Jay Electronica and Reggie. I promise the album is coming very, very soon. Things have been turned in.
Yes.
But I did want
to
get
lying
one
to the people. Fuck it.
Yeah. No, but that's part of music rollouts. Absolutely. Is lying.
That's why you got to keep lying to the
That's
people.
Why you have to use the word soon. Yeah, exactly. Soon is just, you know, open-ended. Subjective that's to anybody. Right.
Whatever soon you think soon is.
What do you think soon is?
Right. Exactly.
Like, soon to me could be in 20 years.
Exactly.
Right.
It's just a simulation.
That's all it is.
But no, this was why I did wait. A bit was, this was one of my favorite records from the project.
Fire.
And I didn't know exactly how to put it out. And then when Jay hopped on it, I was like, all right, let's put this out today.
Before Jay changes his mind.
Jay would never change his mind. And Reddit joke away. But that is my family. That is my brother. He even tweeted that he's Farrakhan and I'm someone else.
You're Rory.
Shout out to Jay.
Look, no, that's my guy. And I had to Google that name and I couldn't find who it was, which makes me a little scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who am I?
Yeah, one of the names you can't Google.
Yeah. And I mean, do you believe in God? I know you do. But we'll get to that. I shot a visualizer because I knew Reggie, being one of my favorite new artists, is very particular about how he does visuals. He directs all his shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jay, we know, is Jay as far as just coming outside.
Yeah.
So I took it upon myself.
Mm.
I didn't really want to be in any of these visuals. I know that's something people say when they really have an ego and they want to be forward facing. But I promise you, I didn't want to be part of any of the visuals, but I thought this song warranted some type of visual. And these two artists, you know, are particular in what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to get this out, I was like, fuck it. Let me just try something. Called one of my best friends, Raven.
That's a Raven.
And I've been obsessed with the movie 1 Hour Photo. And I think that's probably says a lot about who I am now.
It says a lot.
And like
about
my therapist would be like, that's weird that you have always loved that movie as a kid.
Yeah.
But I think 1 Hour Photo like ties in so much to right now, like with the complete opposite
mm-hmm.
of how family moments people got obsessed with taking real photos. Now people take fucking photos of their appetizer. Like photos have become so obsolete and so less important, yet are the most important fucking things on earth for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always loved that movie. And I did my version of me being Robin Williams
mm-hmm.
for this visualizer or visual. I'm sorry.
Music
Julian
video.
Said, I music have to call video. This a music video.
Call it a music video.
It can't
music
be a visualizer. Video. I mean, come on. I grew up in the Hype Williams era.
It is. A,
exactly.
This is a music video.
Oh, well, thank you for comparing this to Hype Williams.
Yeah.
And
this
I'm
is
sure,
White Williams.
I'm sure, this is White I didn't direct White this. Williams. Raven directed this. Oh, and smoked Raven. It.
All right. This is Bodico.
This is a music video. And I'm saying
she's,
that.
She's not even Spanish.
For people listening, this is a music video.
She's from the Bronx, though.
Because unlike a visualizer, which loops after about 15 to 20 seconds,
right.
this is there is no repeating image in this. It is a full narrative. It is a full story that's being told. It is a music video.
Okay, but SZA.
Really fire.
SZA
and
did,
Baisley's in it. It's a music video.
Yep. Well, yeah. Where's the star at?
She's the vixen.
Oh, she's a diva now. She yeah. doesn't even come on camera without a fee.
Yeah, she's
on. Okay, but SZA did the I Hate You shit with the guy that moans on Clubhouse, Lakeith.
Mm-hmm. What? Why?
That's where you
That's
know
fucked
him
up because he's done so much.
He's so
such
many,
a great actor.
So many good things
it's,
in his
it's
life.
Irish day.
That was hating.
Fuck on that black history shit.
Lakeith, that was hating. I was hating just now. You have done so much more than just moan on Clubhouse.
He definitely has.
Yeah.
But that's just for some
but
reason.
He did
always, but that's always going to be at the top of his like his Wikipedia now.
We all, have on Clubhouse. We all have an asterisk, and yours just happens to be moaning on Clubhouse.
Moaned on Clubhouse.
Which there could be worse asterisks.
Yeah, no,
true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's just a crazy one to have.
Yeah.
But she called that a visualizer, that I Hate You, which I thought they smoked, and that's just Lakeith screaming in a phone.
Mm-hmm. Exact. What did you just say?
It's a narrative, but it's called a visualizer.
But that's what I'm saying. But you have like a
no, he doesn't have,
fledged...
there's no like, he's not actually talking. He's just screaming over the record.
Music videos are just past whoever is supposed to be the lead or the feature actually being there. Like it could be anything. They do that
it's
a lot.
Not,
with
it's not
too.
The proto- yeah, it's not the prototypical
yeah.
performance. Even though I hated when artists got it was like a time where artists went totally away from being in their own music videos.
Yeah,
I didn't really like that. But this is
and
definitely
you made this.
Just because you're not on the record doesn't mean this is not a music video.
Raven directed this. I'm not like you, Eden, where I'll take credit for other people's work.
I don't. Let's not do that.
Yeah, he's not
you know,
trying to
you know that thing you do to Yomi?
He's yes,
not doing trying to Yomi Raven.
Yeah. I approached Raven with the idea of 1 Hour Photo, and this is based off of a YouTube-sized dream. If you haven't seen the movie, you can see this scene on YouTube. I approached her with this idea. Mm-hmm. Raven brought this to
That's
life.
Raven.
Like, yeah. Raven smoked this shit.
Raven.
The whole crew. And yeah,
video.
I mean, it's really Baisley at the end of the day. But yeah, I mean, this is one of my favorite records. I'm biased, but I feel like I'm being unbiased in saying I think this song is Grammy worthy.
No,
I really think
that.
This shit. No, but artists say that when they know they shit is not.
Yeah.
This song is Grammy worthy to me. And
no,
not to say
hard.
Grammys are the soul shit of everything. This
no,
song is incredible.
We get it. Yeah. Like,
no, just don't say fuck the Grammys.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
No, I said I want a Grammy.
Yeah.
I want one.
You want it.
No, no.
You'll
like,
have
yo,
it.
Yo, ninth, you on the committee? Nominate it.
3% in you.
Yeah, every artist should aim for, you know, being accepted and appreciated amongst
Shouldn't
other
define
peers.
Anything. But yeah,
but it's a dope record. Shout out to Reggie. Shout out to Jay. Jay got his shit off on that.
Yeah, Jay went crazy.
Speaking of Jay, should we talk about Jay's recent Twitter spree?
And yeah. Reggie is the best new artist out. Google Southside Fade. His color shit. But yeah, anyways, to Jay's tweets that I was like, damn, he's, I don't know if I want to put the Synagogue of Satan next to the record I'm about to put out.
Is this your rollout?
This is kind of the rollout for the track, right?
This was not a rollout by any means. This was Jay doing what Jay wants to do. I have no say in what Jay wants to do.
This was him waking up, just walking around his house.
I'll put it this way. All right. I was on the phone with Jay for most of this day. And I had people hit me like, yo, is Jay okay? Like, is he having a meltdown? I'm like, he is laughing. He is sober. He is in great spirits. He's laughing at y'all's reaction to what people deem a meltdown right now.
Mm-hmm.
Jay was chilling. He believes everything he said. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, no,
nor is it my place to even say that. But this was not as crazy as people make it out to seem.
Jay Elect tweeted, I dare you to tweet, I believe in God right now. If the synagogue of Satan made you ashamed to admit it, it's okay. The mighty ones will rise up. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see that until, like, it probably was too late to reply and say, I believe in God.
Well, what's he didn't at you.
Yeah.
No, he didn't at you.
He added Beyonce, though.
Did he?
He added Drake. Jay?
So he added a bunch of celebrities, which I understand, but I was wondering why Lo caught a stray.
Because Lo,
for those
replied.
Of y'all who don't know, Loki is a friend of the show, but Lo just...
Shout out to Loki. Scroll up just real quick. Random... Sorry to interrupt you. Damaris, right there. One more down, since it is St. Patrick's Day. I know your DNA kit said you were 5% Irish, but I regret to inform you.
You black. You black.
But yeah, Loki caught a stray. And then proceeded to text me like, yo, is everything okay? I'm like, it's fine, Lo. Just like, do you believe in God?
He also says,
answer.
He also said Dominicans are black.
They are.
Which is what Eden has been saying on here.
But yeah, I mean, Jay does these, I don't want to call them rants, but Jay does this every now and then where he feels like,
get his shit off.
And I fully support him getting his thoughts off. Synagogue of Satan thing, y'all should look more into what he means by that, but that's not my place to explain it to y'all, nor is it my place to say if you're offended by it. But you should look more into his explanation of it, because he's been saying it for years, and he's told you exactly what he means every single time. Have at it there.
Jay is
definitely... Not my place.
Joe Biden is in retrograde.
I don't think he's wrong.
See, no.
He said warning.
Hold on,
go down one more.
Hold on. Let's stop right there. President Joe Biden. See, now, if Ohio. I said that, y'all would kill me for that.
Jay Alexa. Yeah, you're not Jay.
Yeah, Jay says it. Y'all like, no, I see what he mean, though. I've been trying to tell y'all Joe Biden was in retrograde when y'all voted for him over Trump. Nobody listened to
You have to be
me.
Alive to be in retrograde.
That is That's fucked up.
Wow.
The Dominicans control Hollywood.
Warning.
That's
Mercury
funny. That's
is
hilarious.
Not, and if you know... I'll tell you off camera what that means. Warning, Mercury is not in retrograde, but Ohio.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. Mercury is definitely in Ohio for sure.
This shit was funny to me. I know people read this without any context or without any knowing. It's just words. I can see where people get offended. I can see where people be like, is this a meltdown? I promise you, this was somebody that was completely lucid and completely fine with what was going on.
If you don't know Jay Elect by now and just how intelligent and smart and how much he reads, you're not going to understand any of these tweets. You're going to think this is a rant. You're going to think he's high on some shit.
It's all connected to every move he's trying to make. This was not out of nowhere.
Very calculated, very intelligent. I just love the fact when he shows his presence on social media, because you can't find him. You can't get on the phone with him. You can't speak to him whenever you want. So this is just a great way of him letting people know, hey, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I like it. And Ramadan is coming, so
yes,
this is perfect.
So he'll be quiet.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Yeah.
By
yeah, you're not gonna hear from him for a while.
Yeah. But yeah, go stream enough. Go watch the Visualizer. Jay got off. Reggie went crazy. I will be boycotting the Grammys if I don't get a nomination.
Mm.
I'll be outside.
I'm gonna keep putting that out there, huh?
With Will.
You're still putting that out there. Grammy. Say it again. Say yourself one more time.
Say it.
You sold grams. I got Grammys.
I hear that shit.
I stole that from, I think, Jada at the Verses with Dipset. I think he said that to Cameron.
I saw something. Jim was on allhiphop.com, my podcast, and he said that they want a rematch with the Lox.
Why?
Because he felt like it should have been in Madison Square Garden, not the theater.
Oh, it was the location that fired him?
I agree with that, though. It should have been inside MSG. It should have been in the Garden. But he said it was a lot going on. It was too many people. They didn't really have space to really perform the way they wanted to and things like that. So I laughed at that because I understood what he was saying, but I'm like, that doesn't change the records that was played. I said, but okay, I'm willing to listen. And then I said, let me see what the people in the comments say. I went in the comments, niggas like, nah, fam. Like ain't no rematching versus. Like, nah, we get it. We understand it was tight. It was a lot of people on stage that y'all may not have wanted on stage. Definitely should have been in the Garden. I agree with him on that. I thought that it should have been in Madison Square Garden. But they was like, nah, ain't no rematches and verses.
But Jimmy's allowed to say that because after that happened, Jimmy was the only realistic one out of Dipset when it happened.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jimmy is really involved with the internet and like he's relevant in what's going on right now. He was like, yeah, we lost.
Yeah.
Cam was still like trying to do videos like, nah.
Yeah.
They point shaving. It's like, nah, bro.
Point shaving in the verses?
Like, it wasn't regulation size balls. Tom Brady, like, that's what Cam was trying to do.
Yeah.
Jim was like, nah, we lost.
Yeah.
So Jim is allowed to ask for a rematch.
It was still, he was right in saying that that was probably the best verses ever as far as just like the energy and the performance. Like, that was definitely one of the biggest, if not the best verses that that we had. So shout out to them, but we don't want to see a rematch of that, though. Mm. They should just do a tour.
They were doing spot dates, right? I thought they announced.
I think they were. I don't know if they're still doing any. They had the three-headed monster with him, with Mace, Cam, and
I opened.
Excuse me?
Mace, Cam.
Oh, at the Apollo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Did Yomi do your set?
Yeah.
Did you just hit play?
Yeah, Yomi did my set.
Pretended to scratch?
She made my whole playlist.
Yomi, don't let him keep taking your credit, yo. Me and you would jump him. I'm worried my mother would jump this dude.
And don't we'll see a do your drop, thing. The thank you, Yomi drop.
Absolutely.
Don't say a thing, Yomi.
Which you did think of.
Fair.
Fair. Screaming out fair when you didn't even hear what he said is hilarious.
Fair. Fair. Yeah, everything's fair.
Yeah.
But shout, and we'll get off this, but shout out to Maturity. Cam and Mace have a show together now.
Nice.
I love to see that.
Yeah.
After everything that's happened.
And they're just two funny dudes. So, like, they should have a show.
Yeah. I appreciate it. But staying in rap and uptown with proximity to Queens, Nicki Minaj calls Ice Spice the princess of rap. That wasn't a good radio
segue.
Yeah,
segue. I was just like, that's all. I was like, where are we
going? I didn't DJ Envy that one. That wasn't a shot, DJ Envy. That was a compliment. Speaking of the five boroughs.
Yeah.
Don't say that. Don't ever say speaking.
I mean, take you uptown and then go cross the tri-borough.
There you go. No. Okay, Queens.
Please don't.
Van Wyck to the FDR.
All right. Nicki Minaj, she tweeted, bitch is slow, so I get
Hope
him a
there's
pass.
There's not traffic on the Bruckner.
No, it's a comment, not a tweet.
Oh, it was a comment?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, excuse me, I'm sorry, this is a comment.
It's okay.
Bitch is slow, so I get him a pass. Nagra. Negra?
Wait, hold on. How does
No, that's not negra, bro.
Oh. Upon the replay, bring that one back.
I thought she was saying negra.
I need you to read that one more time.
Bitch is slow, so I get him a pass.
Uh-huh.
Negra. No more passes, princess. Let's go.
Okay, so Damaris, I feel like you would know how to read this.
I was just going to give backstory on that comment. So Nicki Minaj commented that underneath Ice Spice's magazine cover for Dazed, where they called her the people's princess.
Okay.
Yes.
So headlines took this and said that Nicki Minaj says
was calling Ice- she that was the princess of rap. Yes.
Okay.
Well, do we want to call Ice Spice the princess
of
rap?
No, she does. I mean, that's a comment from Nicki. The headlines didn't take anything. That's a comment.
This is not saying you're the princess of rap.
No more passes, princess. Referring
because
to her as
headline
a princess.
Is underneath, because she commented on her photo where Dazed called her, the Dazed magazine called her the people's princess.
And she's Princess Diana.
That's why Nicki commented princess.
Yeah, so I'm saying she's agreeing with the calling her a princess. She's saying, yes, she's a princess.
And this is digital marketing shit where you guys take one thing and then you make a whole new headline.
No, I'm saying
you're right.
Nicki is referring to her as a princess. Is she not in this post?
Oh, no, yeah, for sure. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but so then...
I refer to Baze as princess. That doesn't mean she's
the
princess of dogs.
She's a princess of your house.
So this is this is news because Nicki is basically stamping and co-signing and supporting...
Ice Spice.
Okay,
for a couple months.
Damaris is clearly bothered.
I'm not bothered
that
at
she
all.
Chose Ice Spice.
Nicki got you know years ago when bothered. The whole and we spoke
said
about this
all
before,
rappers.
When yeah, done.
Yeah, I was ignoring them. I was listening to you.
Years ago when Nicki, she got a lot of flack for saying that for some reason they started saying that she doesn't support other female rappers, female artists, female MCs. I don't know why they started doing that.
What?
But for a while Nicki had always
Where did that come from?
She always supported. She always did support. Like
she supported female rappers. I'm not saying that, but to say that could come out of nowhere. If we're pulling this comment as saying she's the princess of rap, we can't say that Nicki Minaj has fully supported female rappers.
No, I'm saying before the whole thing came where they pinned her and Cardi against each other. Before that, she always supported publicly, like spoke
they
out.
They pinned them against each other.
Yeah, people, the industry, you don't think the industry created a beef that didn't exist? Nicki at some point entertained it and engaged in it, but she didn't have an issue with Cardi before the industry made an issue. Like,
I think the industry made them do a song together, which clearly showed that they didn't get along. Great song too, by the way.
I love this.
I don't think it showed that they didn't get along. I just think that it probably wasn't a real relationship.
I think the industry put them together on that song, and clearly there was bad blood based off everything Cardi had said and the knot on her forehead walking out of Anna Wintour's party or whatever it was.
Yeah, what was that for? Was that Vogue?
Who knows? But again, old shit.
Vanity Fair, maybe?
Old shit. So
I think Nicki has supported female rappers before, but I'm not about to say that Nicki has been the most supportive of female rappers by any degree. And I think she's grabbing onto a young one. Come real quick, right close to me. I know Cardi already rapped your lyrics, but let me put you under my wing now.
So we're going to see a Nicki feature soon?
I want to know what the clock is for how long this relationship is going to last.
Ooh. What would you
get? Until Cardi and Ice Spice get too close, and then she's going to throw under the bus.
That's going to happen.
But Ice Spice already has a relationship with Cardi. She's been on interviews saying she was blown away watching Cardi take her Munch Bar and remix it into her song.
For Tomorrow Too. Mm-hmm.
For Glorilla. Yeah. Like, we already know, especially outside of the Bronx thing, that Ice Spice really fucks with Cardi B. Mm-hmm. And we know she really fucks with Nicki. She was talking to Ebro, whoever it was, saying that she was my blueprint. She was this and that. Mm-hmm. I think that's amazing for Ice Spice. I think the most genuine person in this situation is Ice Spice.
Well, look at this. Look at this.
How long is it going to last that she can play both sides in this triangle of female rap?
I don't think it's...
Because Meg tried. Meg tried to do it for a little bit. And boy, did that fail.
Yeah, but this is different only because Ice is from New York. She's from the Bronx. Mm-hmm. So obviously there's going to be
bias.
There's going to be some support from Cardi, obviously, being from the Bronx as well. The fact that she's from New York, Nicki being from New York, it's just dope to see them supporting a young New York female MC.
I agree.
Artist as Ice Spice.
Now, that sounds great on paper.
Now, how long do you... So I think what you're saying is, you feel like Ice Spice is going to have to pick who she fucks with.
Meg had to make the choice and couldn't do it.
Nah, I don't think, but this is different. Like I said, this is all New York shit. I don't think that's going to be...
You don't think this could be a bridge between the two?
I hate that. I have to say this with the internet bullies that are the Barbs. I love Nicki Minaj to death. She's the greatest female rapper of all time. She's a top 10 rapper of all time. You guys got the clip. She's going to post one picture at one of Eden's parties with Cardi B and Ice Spice.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That Yomi took.
And that Yomi took. Yeah. That, and Yomi invited Ice Spice.
Wait, you said who's going to post it?
Ice Spice is going to take a photo with Cardi B.
Okay.
And Nicki's putting out music. Great music right now, by the way. Mm-hmm. That song is fire. When are we going to get the bar, "I'm Trini, you know I can handle Spice"? Word. Like, you know it's coming. It's coming the moment that...
That was good. I'm not going to lie.
Like, you know it's coming.
I kind of like it. I like it.
Rory wanted to write that.
Right after that photo, you know it's coming. Nicki, with that comment, thinks she took Ice Spice under her wing. And Ice Spice now has to be on the Barb side. I think cannot fuck with Cardi.
I think you're digging too deep into that.
Of course I am. Yeah, it's a podcast.
You're digging way too deep.
I don't think that that will be it because I don't think that Ice Spice... I think Ice Spice will learn from her predecessors, and I don't think that she'll make that mistake.
Her predecessors.
Her predecessors.
I don't think
her predecessors. Spell predecessors.
P-R-E-D-E-C-E-S-S-E-R. I probably spelled it wrong.
Yeah, you definitely spelled it wrong.
M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
M-I, crooked letter.
My favorite female rapper.
But anyway, I think what will end up happening is Ice Spice will end up winning an award.
Okay.
Over whatever song, Ruby Red the Sleaze. I think Princess Diana will win something over Ruby Red the Sleaze at a fucking award show a year from now. And I think that is when shit will start to crack and crumble, me personally.
Or this could be the time that we see the shift with Nicki.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, this could be the time
Nicki could show that change,
she
sure.
is publicly... Barbs, I do not know her personally. Outside of the broom. This could be the time Nicki takes the corner and goes the high road of, let's see, in that scenario, that she wins an award over Nicki. Nicki is like, pass the torch, next generation, so happy for you. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
I hope that for her, and I hope that Nicki does change. And people change.
Everyone's easy to support when they're not a threat.
Exactly.
Once she starts winning shit and she starts getting nominated and is looked at in the same lens.
Ice Spice is not a threat?
She's not. Not yet. She doesn't want anything.
No, see, this is what Cardi wasn't a threat either before. And this is what
it happened pretty quick. I'm saying it can happen quick.
Nobody is going around calling Ice Spice an MC. That is what people call
Cardi and MC, and then that was the whole thing where you don't even fucking write your raps, and they're saying you're winning Grammys for best artist and you don't write your raps, and that was a whole thing with her and Nicki. I don't think anybody looks at Ice Spice as a threat as an MC. We look at her as a pop culture, like she's a pop artist almost that raps, right? Okay. But I don't, now award wise, yes, she's a threat because these people can't tell the difference between pop and rap, sure. But as an actual threat, nobody's going to sit up there and say Ice Spice is the greatest rapper since Nicki, which is why the princess label is so funny to me, mm-hmm. because all of the real MCs and real hardworking women that have been out in the past couple of years that really put out really dope music and who can actually rap and write, this is who you pick as your princess, of course, because to your legacy, she's not a threat.
Well, she picked Meg and then Meg did WAP and then it was over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she picked Meg. She did a song with Meg.
If you
she
go, wasn't calling Meg through the history, princess. Though, all right, to the fans, yes, I could see that.
Well, also but, the Atlantic, that was an Atlantic play.
After Bodak Yellow, I'm not taking away from any of the hard work Cardi did before or after Bodak Yellow. But after Bodak Yellow, Cardi was chosen.
Yeah.
The industry decided we are going to dump our resources, our money,
agreed.
Directors, writers, songs we've had on a hard drive that we're just waiting for the right person to give them a hit. That happened. Not taking away anything from Cardi. Ice Spice has been chosen. I was one of the first people that said, hey, take those little $5,000 bags with the Munch record. So I'm a hypocrite here. She's now chosen, though. Oh, she's a threat. She is 100% a threat. If we saw what happened with Cardi when the industry chose Cardi, Ice Spice is a threat to everyone. Munch. She's been chosen.
All right, she's been chosen. All right. I listen to all of y'all. Let me just say this. None of these female rappers are a threat to Nicki.
No, but it's not about that.
You can put the whole industry behind them. The industry can push all the buttons, give everybody all the commercials, all of that shit you want to give them. And none of these female rappers can stand next to Nicki. They can't rap better than her. They can't write better than her. They don't, when they step out, they don't set the trends that Nicki sets. Mm-hmm. Aesthetically, Nicki is just the one that every female rapper is chasing. Whether they want to say it or not, she is the bar. That's just what it is. Now, you can put the label behind an artist and push them and propel their career 100%. We've seen it done. But we also know that that's what happened.
Yeah.
Like, oh, the industry pushed the button on this artist.
Don't disagree at all.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. Like, they're going to find the next new, hot, pretty, you know, most clickable female rapper and say, okay, this is the one we're getting behind. Ice Spice is great to get features from all of, you know, the big artists and things like that. She's great to get all just, which I'm happy for. Shout out to the Bronx. I'm happy for her. But with all that aside, we still know who the top is.
Based off optics, Nicki does not behave off the truth. The truth is everything you just said.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nicki is number one and will be number one for, I think, in my lifetime. I don't know if I could see that happening again. The way she set literally a whole new genre of hip hop.
Right.
That is a legend solidified.
Mm-hmm.
Who does not act like a
now
legend?
Now she reacts to every little tiny threat in a way that a legend would not.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying, she has every right to do it. I'm the guy that sticks a broom in his ass. Who cares about my opinion? I said that the first time I met her. Who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's a threat. Because now you could get Nicki Minaj off her fucking pedestal that she earned and belongs on to go wallow with people that haven't even been solidified. But she's been chosen, so she'll have some money to go toe-to-toe with you the same way Cardi did. Do I think Cardi and Nicki are on the same level? God, no.
Mm-hmm.
But the optics after Nicki went down there and went back and forth with her just made Cardi look like they was on the same level.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is facts.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is Nicki loves optics, and she will go wallow with anybody for the nonsense.
Yeah.
And I just wish she would stop it because she's a fucking legend. And arguing with Mulatto on Twitter.
Like, there's no reason for Mulatto. Shit. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so...
Well, that, and that I want to make it clear. When men do it too, I think it's corny as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a woman thing. When men do this too, that are legends, I think it's corny.
When men do it, it's another word we can't say.
What's the word?
Why do you ask?
I have neighbors.
Also, Bodak Yellow was a much bigger record than Munch. So I'm just, to your argument, I agree with Rory. I think her emotions get the best of her and she feels the urge to respond, even though like everything you said is everything true. But optics wise, in terms of radio and like outside reception, Bodak Munch Yellow isn't as nearly as big as Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow was a changer.
That was a crazy.
Bodak Yellow was the year in Atlantic. That kept the lights on for a year.
We're speaking from a different age right now. To these younger kids, Munch is
Bodak Yellow is a much bigger record.
You're talking from analytics.
Well, that's because the Kodak energy. Record was big.
Y'all do know that at this point, sure. her other song is bigger than Munch, right?
Which one?
That Boy's a Liar.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. The industry.
That pop teenage shit is actually bigger than Munch, if I'm not mistaken.
Eden's girl crush.
At this point.
Who's Eden's girl crush?
I love her too. Pink Panthers.
Pink Panthers. It was dope. I love her.
She's great.
You met her by accident. In London.
In London.
She was getting her hair done where we recorded.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Eden was like, oh my God, do you know who that is? I was like, yeah, I know.
He did. That you sounded like Eden. That's cool. But I don't know.
She lives with that group.
The reason why people are going so crazy, like I said, is because out of all the female rappers that have come out, Nicki was like, oh yes, Ice Spice is the princess. And it's just like, okay.
Is that upsetting?
And I truly believe that is because Ice is from New York and Nicki just wants to champion another New York young female rapper. I believe that.
Who would be another candidate?
For what?
Princess.
Of rap?
Princess? Doce? Doce, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was about to say, who's Doce?
Doce.
Doce.
Come on, you guys gave me Irish car bombs.
Doce,
I think, is going to be
really
probably one of those. Yeah,
Doechii and Doja kind of give me the same vibe of like they're rappers but they're artists all around, right? So more on a, when you think of them, you think of them more as an artist than as just like an MC. I think of Nicki, I think of an MC. Are you seeing what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't, if you're going like on Nicki's career trajectory, we would have thought at one point it would have been Cardi, right? We're not talking talent wise, we're talking about career wise.
Yeah.
We would have thought it would have been Cardi. There was a point where we thought it was going to be Meg, but circumstances have happened in her life. Her life is all upside down right now.
Okay.
I actually don't know who.
But Nicki allows that to even exist with the Doja pop girl shit. Because if you look before Nicki, the women had to be hardcore. Like,
yeah.
Lil Kim and Foxy could rap. I don't care who you think wrote it or whatever, but that was hardcore rap shit. Even though they crossed over, they had to be hardcore shit. Nicki was that and then made women rapping also pop.
Yeah.
So you don't get Boy's a Liar without Nicki doing Starships.
Yeah.
Like, or Pills and Potion and all that shit. Like, Nicki made it cool for women to actually be softer in hip hop.
Yes.
And pop more.
I mean, I can't say Princess because I think Princess, you have to be like a lot younger. But I think Lady London is somebody that is about to really, really step into the female rap ring and really like fuck shit up.
Shorty watching on my page, but I watch.
To Rory's point about the digital marketing scheme here, this was posted from Nicki's Instagram on her story, the gag, the People's Champion quotes thing. And then it was the same copy was pasted on her Twitter. Artists don't do this. That. They don't do this. No artist makes the same post on Instagram and then turns to Twitter and takes the same photo and writes the same caption. Whoever has access to her accounts.
That's not fair.
Artists don't do that. Artists do not do that.
They don't.
Artists that are fucking mothers and have shit to do, yeah, they might copy and paste the same thing.
She's not doing this.
I think Nicki would do that. If you were to say another artist, I would think no, but I think Nicki is doing that.
I do this for T.I. If he posts something,
you just wanted to.
No, I'm just saying.
The only point was to get to him to say.
If he posts something on Instagram, the whole point is you want permission to use copy, and you don't want to. You never want to be in a position to create.
What about the button? What about the button on Instagram that you can do that connects to your Twitter that posts the same thing? Huh?
That's not even the same image, Rory.
I know.
Talking about. Like the urge to like withhold using an opinion or like being more definitive on an artist's account. It's difficult at first, but once you have the vernacular and like the grammar from the artist, then you press go on all platforms.
So you're saying Karen Sybil posted this?
I'm saying Nicki probably led with it, which is probably on her Instagram because most artists don't want to give up their Instagram, which is fine. But whoever has access to her Twitter ran this.
I mean, if y'all really want to start talking about it, I think all of this is North's fault.
Well, how?
Nicki
how?
Wants a North TikTok.
Like, I think this is North, like, you know, this day's, all of this came out after North posted on a TikTok. And then Ice Spice did the TikTok with North.
True.
Yeah.
But what do you know?
Kardashian.
It all goes back to OJ.
Everything
on Earth is back to OJ.
So Diplo got his dick sucked.
Why is that the segue?
I wasn't mad at the segue.
No, I'm mad at the segue.
I was gonna do like OJ, blow J, yeah, like hey. Just throw it in there.
Oh,
Why? Are you okay?
No.
Don't drink anymore.
It's a car bomb. Doing Irish car bombs before an episode. But yeah, I tried to say we shouldn't have done this.
Don't do that again. But yes, Diplo was on a...
don't say but yeah and then get into Diplo.
I mean, they talked about... They brought it up. They brought it up. Diplo was on Emrata's podcast and he said he received oral sex from a man, but he doesn't feel like he's gay. He doesn't consider that gay.
Was he in jail?
No, he was in the free world.
He was on tour.
Yeah, he was on which is jail to some artists.
Plenty of women around.
Tour can be jail to some artists. But he said he received oral sex from a man. Mm. And while he doesn't necessarily consider that gay, he does admit he might be into dudes just a little bit. Diplo, I got news for you. That's gay.
Nah, maybe he's just in the head.
He said it's not gay if he doesn't make eye contact. Maul, thoughts?
Yeah, sure.
Actually go to the bathroom.
Before you do, I want to give you more information.
Okay.
After he said that, Emily replied with, "Oh, that's something a straight guy would say."
Hey, Emily, I got news for you. That's not something a straight guy would say at all. A straight guy would never get head from a guy. Like, let's just start there. Let's start at the foundation.
That's the base.
Okay. A heterosexual man would never receive head from another man.
But they didn't make eye contact.
I'm gonna say it again.
It's like VR.
I'm gonna say it again.
It's not VR.
I'm gonna say it again. A heterosexual man would never receive head from a man. It wouldn't happen.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just wouldn't happen.
What if the man identified as a woman?
Still would not get head from said.
Is it a dick in his mouth?
Yo,
I think sexuality
there's a spectrum of sexuality. It's a sliding scale, and I think his slid a little over to the bisexual side, but yeah, I think sexuality is a spectrum. Nobody is completely straight or completely gay.
She got me fucked up. Let me tell you something about me, Damaris, that you may not know. I am completely straight.
You had a gay thought before.
See, you see what I'm saying? See how fast she want to get cursed out?
Mall.
She want to get cursed out so bad. I'm trying not
What's
to.
A gay Hold thought? On. Hold what's on. A gay thought? What's a gay thought?
Yeah. What's a gay thought?
Like, you've looked at a man and said, oh, he got nice shoulders before. Like, you've had a gay
nice
thought
Nice shoulders?
Well, what's the definition of gay then?
Yeah, exactly. They're exactly.
I've said a man is attractive before.
Sexuality is fluid.
Now, that may be gay.
Why is that gay?
Why you can't say someone's attractive?
Listen, back to you.
Not in a sexual way. I just think a man could look...
Like, he looked good, bro. Like,
not, all right, see, now you took it too far.
How is that too far?
She just said it's a scale. You went too far that way.
You went this way on the spectrum.
Come back this
way. My bad.
Yeah. Or go whichever way
or
you
whichever
want.
Way. You're right. I am Sam.
We're here. I don't know where you're at. I'm parked over here in heterosexual land.
Bottom line is, I don't think that it was gay if he got head from a man. I think it might be a little bisexual if he was turned on and was like, oh, I want this man to suck my dick. But if a man started sucking his dick, I don't think that that's gay. If he never did it again, tried it and he didn't like it, I don't think that that's...
Damaris, I'm trying to defend you here.
Hold on.
You're making this
What's
argument
the
very
lead
tough.
Up to him getting his dick sucked by a dude?
Wait, so if his dick was soft and let a man suck it, that's not...
All right, say he's in a...
Putting soft dick in a man's mouth.
I have an issue sometimes putting soft dick in a woman's mouth.
Yo, all right, Damaris, go ahead, because I just want to hear you like bring this point home. Go ahead.
No, all I'm saying is if he wanted to try something, he wanted to explore his sexuality, he got head from a man and he did not like it, like, he's like, oh, no, this is gross. I don't think that that's gay. I think that's actually proving to yourself that you're straight. You wanted to try something out. Yeah,
To be straight, you got to get your dick sucked by a guy.
You got to figure
You don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm
Come
straight.
On.
My bad.
41 years, you're still not sure.
I don't know
We got to tip the scale. Which one are you?
I don't know. How can a virgin know if they like dick if they've never gotten any?
That's totally different. What does a virgin have to do?
I'm trying totally so hard different. To be on your side right now.
That's
and
totally
you're
different.
Really hard.
That's totally different. That's
I'm just giving you something.
Wait. So okay. Here's what. Wait, what if the scenario
you
is?
You break that analogy down.
What if the scenario is he's in Ibiza? It's an orgy.
Why Ibiza?
What?
Diplo.
All of you are sick.
No, Diplo.
I'm painting a picture.
Y'all trying anything in the world to say Diplo is gay?
Diplo is not gay.
He's fucking gay, man. What
he's
are you talking?
But
he could be bisexual.
He's not gay.
He's
Maul doesn't believe. Bisexuality, that's the problem.
I don't think men can be bisexual. I do not believe
it. All right, to Damaris's point before she took us to the virgin analogy, I was with
Which her. Was sick.
It's not something I am
that was the sickest
I'm interested in participating in. But yeah, what if somebody wanted to experiment with men, realized it was not for them, and then was just women all the way through and was straight completely.
Just a little bump
in
the road.
Are they still straight?
All right, I'm a break.
This is a very Twitter rudimentary conversation that we're having right now.
Yeah.
But it is funny that Diplo said this on a podcast and I applaud him.
That is bold.
You applaud him for getting his dick sucked?
Well, Me personally, I
applaud
think...
anyone to consensually get their dick sucked. Like, good for you. It feels great.
I applaud him. Yeah, I can let Diplo did something that no man has ever done. Like, he just said he
getting
got...
Getting on a
he's
podcast...
He's the first guy to say that? He's the first guy to do that?
That
no, but it's big for him.
Didn't have a jail ID? Yeah.
Wow.
That's sick.
Diplo went on a podcast and said, yo, I got my dick sucked by a dude, but I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Diplo, he's one of the biggest artists in the world.
That's hard.
True. That's true.
I mean, he beat Bad Bunny to the punch. Bad Bunny has to do a whole new rollout for his next album.
I think that he might have went on there and said that because he wants men to slide in his DMs and offer to suck his dick. That's just.
I mean, they do. I don't think he needed to do this.
Yeah, he didn't need to do that.
Yeah, they do.
There's plenty of gay men that want to suck Diplo's dick.
I know, there's but now gay there's gay men that know there's a possibility they could suck him in a submission.
I mean, they have.
It's a possibility.
They want him to what?
He didn't say to submission. You don't know.
No, not the submission part.
Might have been whackhead.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, let me just say that.
Imagine if you try and dudes for the first time and the head is trash.
They said it's better
for men. And then saying that doesn't make you gay. Imagine that.
Y'all got stronger jaws. They said it's better for men.
How does having a stronger jaw make...
What is that? Where did she get
that from? That's what they... This is what gay men say, or bisexual men say. I read this in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Why the jaws?
Do the science. Why does a stronger jaw mean... What is the correlation between the two?
It's kind of like if you have stronger legs, you can like walk longer, I guess. I don't know.
You have more suction. So you saying dudes could throw it back power. You have more suction power. The muscles in your cheeks are stronger.
I'm trying to help you here.
Don't ever say suction.
I'm heterosexual, so I don't know nothing about this. I'm hetero, bro.
But you get your dick sucked.
Yeah.
Right.
By women.
Right.
There you know.
I don't need to get my dick sucked by a man.
Have you never
gotten
your dick sucked by a woman with a strong jaw?
Oh, yes. Oh, Jesus Christ.
You've never got your dick sucked by a girl that favored her father as far as bone structure?
Listen, I am heterosexual. I don't know what scale y'all talking about.
No, Mom, I'm not going to let you do this.
What?
This is a new conversation.
What? I'm hetero.
Have you ever? Of course you found a woman attractive, right?
Oh, God. Okay. I hate where Rory's about to take this.
Of course she's beautiful.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're a hetero man.
Yep.
You think that woman is gorgeous.
Yes, he's great.
You meet her father and her mother, mm-hmm. and then you realize who had the stronger genes, and goddamn, her father was a beautiful woman.
Yeah, it's happened.
Thank God for her father.
Yeah, it's happened. Absolutely. It scares you at first. You're like, whoa.
Like, am I attracted to him?
You look just like your dad. Yeah, but she was a woman.
Do you beat afterwards too?
Yeah, I continue to beat that thing down. Yeah, for sure. I don't give a fuck. She's a woman. This dude, my friend, is gay. Diplo is gay. I don't care what none of y'all say. I don't care what scale y'all talking about, how y'all try to slide it. If you're a man and you get head from a man, guess what? You're gay.
Did you try to rationalize thinking that her father just had softer features?
You don't think it's gay?
No.
I don't think that's gay.
I don't think he's gay.
Getting your dick sucked by a man?
I'm a firm believer.
I'm not as far right as Maul is.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think it's as definitive as Maul.
It doesn't make you straight.
I'm not saying he's straight. I'm saying, as is Damaris, he's bisexual.
Okay.
Or, you know, adventurous that day.
Or,
I'm saying, if he has, say...
Yeah, there's bi and gay. It's all
bi is bi. I'm
together.
Not saying he's straight. I'm saying he's bi. That's
he's
it.
He's gay, man.
I'm removing
he's
him.
So- category. Wait, you can't do that.
But I'm saying he's
we're
bisexual.
We're never getting a Diplo interview.
I don't want
when
one.
When are we going to get a Diplo?
I do.
Yeah, fuck Diplo.
Numbers go crazy.
He asked for some head.
And he'll suck his dick for the interview.
See how fast he tried to throw you on the scale? Why? Look,
is that gay, Rory?
You have the tattoo. No, that's work. No, he's just an amazing worker. You saw the Firefest doc. That guy was about to suck dick for water.
Paper towels?
Okay, but that's not a Diplo interview. Like, we have other interviews. Like, we're okay. You don't need to
get
on your knees for
a Diplo interview. Would be way better than Firefest. There wasn't even tomatoes.
Adam, would you suck dick for a Diplo interview?
No. I'm sorry. We're never getting that interview.
See? And it's not gay.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that one thing out of all the gay shit he said, that Diplo's was the thing that
gay shit I said.
You want to fuck Maul so bad.
Wait, what?
Whoa, I told you that in confidence.
Wait, and everybody's fired.
Irish car bomb should not happen before we do this episode.
You talk about being Maul's little spoon.
Should not happen.
I didn't say I was his little spoon. I said I was his little kiwi.
Yep. Eden, I'm trying to help you not be gay.
We're all wearing.
My bad.
So yeah.
Enough featuring Jay Electronica and Reggie on all DSPs right now.
Speaking of closeted homosexuality,
Jesse,
you was in Trains though, so you kind of. I don't know if you could talk shit about
what Trains was on.
Oh, whose ass?
The D Train.
Hey,
I haven't been on a D Train in a while.
Hey, yo.
I saw it. Right
I mean, is it kind of like you was around? You was around the dicks.
It's not gay. So okay, so if I'm in a gym and I take showers and there's other guys in the shower, I'm gay. Because at that, what you're saying is you being naked around another man means you're gay.
You have plumbing at your own house.
Pipes work.
You see how I said it was a spectrum?
As someone,
where is he on the spectrum right now? Where is he?
He's on a.
How am I? Why am I?
I don't know how
attack?
You are. I'm just asking. Where are you at on the spectrum right
I'm
now?
I'm just chilling. I'm straight.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. So you think
it was so convincing?
And we can close this, I promise, because this is kind of immature and old Twitter.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
Bullshit. But where do you put Trains on that spectrum?
What do you mean?
Because to me, as someone that I identify as straight,
so being,
I have no interest.
So being naked in front of a man makes you gay?
No, in a sexual situation.
But having a sex, like, I've never wanted to be part of a train because I have no interest in being in a sexual situation with a man. I've Diplo, have a blast on tour. Have a blast. I don't care. I personally just don't want to be in a sexual environment. Well, let me not say environment because I've been in sexual environments. It's fucking. I've been uptown before.
All right. Excuse me.
I don't want to be in a sexual experience with a man. That's why I have no interest in trains. Doesn't turn me on. I'm cool. Where do you put Trains on that spectrum?
I don't put.
Isn't that kind of gay too?
No.
Is it? It's not gay
by that definition.
Then. So yeah, as long as the guys aren't touching each other and doing anything with each other, then
bumping balls.
Yeah.
See, now I don't know about bumping balls.
But at some point, you're gonna look at your man's like your homie shit. If you're in the room with
telling
him.
Your homie to move when you both have no underwear on to go into the same hole, if we're going by your definition, gay as fuck.
You're gonna see your homie shit. Like, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it gay.
No, I don't care about that.
That doesn't make you gay.
But like, you're fucking going for the same hole.
That doesn't make it gay.
Not even that. Let's just go into y'all are both hard and turned on in the same room.
There's a woman's right
really
there.
Want to fuck
naked,
this shit.
Beautiful girls right there.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
are they always beautiful?
I would
the
hope
ones
so.
That usually do that aren't.
That's not that. Now that's not true.
That is not true. That is not true.
I know some girls that got wifed up after Train was ran on. She
that's
was so good,
crazy.
And we laughed like, "Yo, he's tripping." Like, you know, she bad. She's gorgeous, body crazy, but nah.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Yeah, nah. Right. I get it. I'm not staying.
Yo, the and then you're like, "How'd you meet?" And then you
on the Amtrak.
Met on the train. Met on the train. That's how you met. That's how we
same
met.
Same car.
How'd you meet on the
same
train?
Same car.
Yeah, it's like the movie Terminal with Tom Hanks.
I love that movie.
It's nothing like the movie Terminal.
Wait, Tom Hanks is in another train movie?
It's an airplane airport.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong with Julian?
No, remember the Polar Express? That was
Tom Hanks and transportation never goes
it
well.
It never goes well.
Yeah. Planes. Even with COVID.
COVID.
Chet.
Boats.
Captain Sully.
Yeah, anytime he's going somewhere. Yeah. What the fuck?
He has trouble getting there, right? He always has trouble.
Who is his agent?
He has trouble getting to his destination.
Hey, transportation scripts. That's it.
Bring AIDS.
Well, I think sexuality, I can't even speak. Sexuality is a spectrum. I'm with Damaris here.
I agree with Damaris.
Same. Sexuality is a spectrum.
Yes. I never thought he'd
say that. And I just think,
I think that
if you had let a, if you're a man over. And you let a man give you head, then you're on the gay side of the spectrum. That's all.
Sure.
Just, you know. You
okay.
Know.
Right. Well, what about Republican Tennessee Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, who's 79 years old and recently passed several anti-LGBTQ laws, has now been outed on Instagram for liking and making very suggestive comments to photos of a trans model? I don't know someone with a trans account.
Yeah, he was doing it on TikTok too.
Outed. He's putting heart emojis and fire emoji combos like it's the money bag.
So what he
that's
what?
His money bag on. He's not getting outed. He put that in public record.
Doing that with a blue check is hilarious.
He has a verified check.
Yeah, that's for everybody.
You didn't get exposed. That's not
outed.
On purpose.
Yeah, that's not outed. That's
and
like,
he said that he supports all of his constituents and he was just being supportive. They say he comments on a lot of people's stuff, not just twinks. So
well, according just what?
Twinks.
Is that the what's technical that? Term?
It's like a thinner gay man.
Well, it's like a younger, like, trans man, like a younger gay boy.
Twinks?
So pedophilia.
Not like a child, but younger.
Yeah,
guys,
I'm in their 20s. I'm pro transgender. If they start adding in pedophilia into that alphabet.
No,
what is, I'm not going to the parade. I'm sorry.
20-year-olds is what I am
like
saying.
Younger, like younger, gay man.
He's 70. They're, I don't think 70-year-olds should be looking 79. At 20-year-olds, period.
So a twink is a modern day.
No matter what your spectrum is.
It's a typical cute white boy next door. Youthful and innocent in appearance. Perfect teeth. Their bodies are smooth, slim, and toned, similar to a swimmer's build.
You're going to get Julian upset because they're allowed to have preferences and he's not.
They have straight or slightly wavy natural
blonde. And I know he's mad because he's really not laughing.
Or tuzzled.
I'm getting hard over here. It's a spectrum.
Brunette hair and usually wear stylish
racial
clothes.
Racial spectrum.
You can often find them having expensive brunches. Look where you can find them.
And look at our source, Urban Dictionary.
Having expensive brunches or at the gym training to maintain their figures.
Oh, it's an IG model.
They're the most desired boys in the game. Oh, they're the Kardashians of the gay community.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yo, being the most desired boys in the game is the sickest title ever.
Fuck it.
Oh, and there's twunks. Twunks are slightly more muscular version of
a twink.
It's
the black version?
They're highly sought after. Twinks prefer to date other twinks, but will occasionally
date
a twunk.
They got the data.
Yeah, they'll date a twunk every now and again. Mm. Wait, scroll down?
I love when I walk down the street and see a twink and a twunk. I'm like, oh, love.
Twink and a twunk.
I believe in love.
Oh, I don't know if you knew this about Leonardo DiCaprio. He was a twink before twink death. Got it. So Leonardo,
what is twink death?
Before he gained weight, I guess, and you know.
Oh, before he turned 50?
Yeah. That's according to Urban Dictionary.
Leo broke up with him once he got to a twunk.
No, Leo was considered
a twink. He was a twink.
Before twink then death got him.
Got you.
Yeah. I love my job.
You know, never heard about the twink death?
No.
Julian, what's the twink death?
He was a victim. Leonardo DiCaprio was a victim of twink death.
The point.
Call back to this lieutenant state general, similar to, is your brother friends with him? What's the deal?
With who?
This gentleman. Not the twink.
Governor.
The guy that likes the twinks.
Oh, when a twink turns 30, they're looked at as dead as to the gig.
It's like a basketball wife.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's 30.
Wow, Rory.
Too old.
well, I'm glad Randy McNally has decided that he's on the spectrum too. But going by what Julian was saying with digital marketers and the Nicki Minaj thing, maybe his digital marketer just copy and pasted all those hearts and fire emojis from platform to platform.
Yeah, I don't think that was a...
And who runs his account, since you're tapped in with the government, Julian?
Oh, you're putting this on me?
100%.
Yeah.
Did you copy and paste? If Nicki doesn't do her shit, why does he do his shit?
I don't work with Randy McNally. I don't work
deeper,
in politics.
Criminal link.
In politics.
I don't.
Your brother is the fucking guy that shuts off the lights in the parks at midnight. What do you mean you don't fucking work with politics?
Do you work in...
Yep.
Oh, all right.
Got you there. He wins.
That's how you shut all that down. Yep, I do. I don't even know what the fuck he's about to say.
But I don't know. I mean, I think it's fucked up that he has stopped transgender rights or LGBTQ rights and is still doing this. But maybe he's this dedicated to being this role play.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he really wants to dominate them and they want to be dominated so much that he's in legislation.
Like sub-dom.
This is a sub-dom thing to the next level. Okay. He's just being in character. Ultimate. He's shutting down their rights to exist. That really turns him on.
Got some danger in the mix.
Listen, Randy, I'm not sure if that's
Randy, you're a nasty man.
No, we can't do that. I don't know if that's Randy behind that account.
It's like, a verified check.
He has a verified check, but I don't know if he's running his account. So, Randy, if that's you leaving fire emojis and hearts and telling twinks that they can turn a sunny, a rainy day into a rainbow.
Randy, is that a St. Patrick's Day joke?
Is it? The pot of gold that came in the rainbow. His name is McNally. He's Irish.
Do you feel like the LGBTQ community took the Irish logo? Like, they took the fucking rainbow from us.
I think that the LGBTQ community can have whatever they want.
I agree.
Good job, Maul.
That's what I believe.
All right, you know what? That's the title of the episode.
Yeah.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Twinks is just a fun word, by the way.
Speaking of twinks,
go on.
Juicy has a fucking dock out.
You're laughing, but Juicy definitely was a twink before he hit 30 and had twink death.
We don't know if Juicy was into that.
How'd you have to make it real?
Jussie Smollett?
Yeah.
You don't think Jussie Smollett is gay?
I thought he is gay.
He's gay.
Openly gay.
Yeah. He wasn't a twink or a twinkie. He was a croissant.
That's a French twinkie.
Jussie Smollett likes a croissant, croissant.
Jussie.
Yo, have y'all watched this fucking doc?
No, but I saw the trailer for
I'm embarrassed to
and
say.
This is not real. This can't be real.
It's 100% real.
This cannot be real.
Extra put out just the funny portion of it. I'll be real on this podcast and transparent. I gave Fox Nation, I did the free trial. I gave them $5.99, then I canceled the subscription. Mm-hmm. But I watched.
Well, listen, you had to pay.
Candace Owens has a great show on that.
You had to pay to watch this doc?
Yeah. It's on Fox's streaming shit.
Smart.
Fox Nation. So I did the free trial because after I saw this clip and we have a podcast.
I'm sold.
I have to watch this. Even if they were lying, I was sold.
Yeah, I have to watch this.
So it's a series and it's actually a really in-depth series. It's very serious as well. They have the chief of police. They have all the reporters, Fox News executives. So you know it's the truth. It's a really good doc series. They just put the funny part with the guys that robbed Juicy.
The funny part that Roy's referring to is they reenact the robbery and they do it in a very comical, satirical way.
And they were suggesting before this scene that went viral, Juicy like really directed this scene. He should have let them improv because they fucking smoked this scene. This was way better than the real robbery.
Question. So these African, Osundaro, sorry if I'm butchering that. They didn't receive any jail time?
Osundario.
No, because they snitched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They Troy out of the situation.
Got it.
Wow.
Okay. Oh, they're like,
it's right there. I don't know what you want from me.
Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just trying to figure
out
how these gentlemen didn't receive any jail time. But that makes sense.
No. All right. So they got picked up. Essentially, the cops, it was the easiest crime scene to figure out.
Mm. Well, don't say that, because when I figured it out when we did that other show, I got cursed out for weeks when I said bullshit.
Maul,
the meatball sub made it home.
Maul. Which, by the way, is like all of episode better. 3. Everyone breaking it down as the cops are like, the whole meatball sandwich?
Yo, I don't know how people during that time really thought that this was real. Like, okay,
I'll
you got your ass beat, bleach thrown on you, but the meatball marinara sub made it home.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
The same way I may have thought the same things in my head, but I am a phony white liberal. So when you said that to me on the old show, I was like, what? Trump is ruining the country. He's racist fucks.
Yeah.
So they get into that in the show, which I think there's some validity to and some not. They talked about whatever the press room was in Chicago when everyone got that to their phones, like Jussie Smollett beat up by MAGA, whatever. Mm-hmm. And everyone read it. And they were all on the liberal side of newspapers. It wasn't like the Fox News point.
Right.
They all looked at it like, nah, but we can't say no.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone got behind it. It was a tough thing to say when you had the small details until you started thinking like, huh?
Yeah.
But it is a great doc, and these guys deserve to really be actors. They're charismatic. I see what Jussie saw in them. These guys are stars.
I'm a fan.
These guys are fucking stars.
I'm going to watch it because I just would love to see them talk about in depth what happened, how they planned it, how they carried it out. Did Jussie respond to this documentary anywhere?
No, you know they put we reached out to Jussie and there was no comment.
Yeah.
But...
They said the guy said he gave him a noogie, which created the scar on his
that
face.
That was the funniest thing.
Yeah, he said he wanted to leave. That was part of the trailer. He wanted to leave some bruises on him to kind of make it look real. And I just can't understand. This would have been the perfect crime if they would have just stomped on the meatball sub.
You think that's what ruined it?
It made it home intact.
He also said when he put the noose around Jussie, he never put it on his neck. He wrapped it around his head. Yep. He was very definitive about that point.
Because that is too far.
It's too far.
Okay.
There's limits.
But
don't touch the sub or the neck.
I have said on this podcast that I do have some respect for Jussie for like just dying on this lie. Like he could have went the mental health route that he was going through it and had to do this because he had to do it and he's going to get help. I thought that was going to be the route. He has died on this lie with tears in his fucking eyes. There's some respectable shit about that.
Yeah.
More information I got from this doc of how dedicated he was to this lie. It wasn't going to be bleach originally.
Mm.
Jussie wanted them to pour gas on him.
Yeah.
This is method acting to another degree.
Method acting.
This was like when Sean Penn ate glass. Like this guy is fucking committed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, best actor of all time.
You know, he's
is it fair to say?
He's up there. He calls himself, I believe, the gay Tupac.
Yes, he did call himself the gay Tupac.
The gay Tupac.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, I think he deserved the Oscar. You think these guys deserve the supporting Oscar over Jamie Lee Curtis?
Ooh. I would say so.
Well, I mean,
over Jamie Lee?
Different category.
They have one of the different
category for sure.
Because you know Empire, Fox had Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So they have one of the high executives, former executive of Fox that was part of that. I'm going to say he was on the spectrum. Not that one. The sexuality one
we
were talking about.
That's so crazy.
He said he went to go support Jussie in L.A. at that show that he said he was the gay Tupac. And, you know, he was fully, he was the head of Empire, one of the producers. Like, he was like, let me go stand with my guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said he was front row. And Jussie said, I'm the gay Tupac. And he said, let's cancel Empire. I was with him all the way.
Until he said he the gay
he
Tupac.
He said, I know people have been robbed. I've been robbed. I have friends that are in jail for robbing people.
Yeah.
No one has ever been referred robbed to himself. And then said,
I'm the gay Tupac.
I'm the gay Tupac.
Jussie, I think as a result of all of this, he probably needs his ass beat for real in real life.
Damn.
Yeah, this was crazy. Because at the time when this happened, like Rory said, it was a very sensitive time in the country. There was a lot going on. So this could have caused a whole different type of reaction and could have, you know, triggered a whole bunch of different type of hate crimes and things like that. This was a very, very dangerous thing for Jussie to do at that time.
And I don't want to make this sound like I'm defending police by any means, but when the chief of police came on and said, do not release that footage of the guy in the red hat, because at that point, they didn't have real information. Mm-hmm. They had just had what Jussie had said.
Yeah.
Said, do not release that footage in color, because that guy has a red beanie on, and he said it was a MAGA hat.
Mm-hmm.
This city, and I forgot the gentleman's name, rest in peace, that was shot 16 times by Chicago police. That happened like 2 weeks prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Said the city will burn the fuck down.
Yeah. But so, that's what I'm saying. So Jussie, that whole thing.
That's how fucked up Jussie is.
Yeah,
like,
it could have gotten, that could have turned really bad for other people. It could have been like a really, really bad thing for that city and the country. Especially, like I said, at that time, everybody was on edge. It was a lot of, you know, racial tension. It still is a lot of racial tension in the country. But that was a very, very dangerous thing for Jussie to try to do. And yeah, man, I think he really needs his ass beat behind that.
Well, his ass is getting beat just in a different way.
You know.
Is he in jail? Oh, because the twink. Yeah, I got you.
Got it. Yeah.
Well, anyways, yeah.
Twonk.
And then the brothers talked about telling Jussie when they were getting their costumes for the scene.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man, we got a red Scully. We looked everywhere. They don't sell MAGA hats in Chicago.
That's hilarious.
Because Jussie asked them to get a MAGA hat. He's like, we can't find one.
Yeah, this was such a weird story. But I am going to watch this. I got to watch this documentary just so I could laugh some more, because the way the two brothers were walking, reenacting the fucking the night is just, I can't believe this is a real documentary.
Yeah. I think Jussie is not only the greatest actor, if he comes out at the end of all this on some like fourth wall, I directed this entire thing, he's also the greatest director of all time.
Mm. That won't
happen. I think this is like a real artistic thing that we just don't understand. Like, remember when Jay-Z pretended to be the art and like shot at the fans and did his Basquiat rhymes? Mm-hmm. Like, maybe this is what Jussie is doing with this entire thing in reality.
He was trying to bring attention to the racial divide in the country.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though he used two big African brothers to, he couldn't find.
Yeah, he went really rogue on the casting. Why would he pick the most Nigerian looking dudes he could find?
That's why you hire a casting director.
To throw MAGA hats on. Why would?
Yeah,
just, and all the cops and most of them were black in the doc. We're like, we looked at the video camera and like, we don't want to sound that way, but we were like, this is two black guys.
I could imagine that though. Like the cops like, are we looking at the right tape? Because this is not two white men.
Two grown white men in the suburbs of Chicago. If Jussie went up to them and said, I will give you $100 to kick my ass and put a noose on my neck, they would do that shit for free.
Oh, yeah.
Like, why didn't he go to the... He should have just gone to them.
I don't know, man. This whole thing was weird.
They would have asked, who are you? We've never heard of him.
He's gay and black. That's bad enough. That's it. That's all they need.
So what is the name of the documentary?
The Anatomy of a Hoax.
Yeah, Anatomy of a Hoax.
Oh, hoax.
Just type in
the Anatomy of a Hoax. I'm about to be like, what?
Maul knows that one.
Well, just they had said Jussie was running around Chicago being a little thotty.
A twink?
Yeah, one of the
stop.
One of the twins, well, they're not twins, but one of the brothers said, if you're on the sexual spectrum, you know what he was trying to say. Jussie was fucking one of them.
Oh, okay.
They was all going out.
Which
and
one?
Then you saw the other brother who was not on the sexual spectrum was quiet for a whole episode.
Okay.
Like, like, oh, he was just,
this is day
like,
stuff?
This day gay shit.
Yo, he sat that one out.
That's what he said, not me, even though he didn't say
this
it.
This got something to do with them.
I could feel that's what he was saying.
Yeah, I'm going to check that documentary out. Send me your login password. Yeah,
I already canceled it, but I'll try it.
Well, it should last a month, though.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, so you could go crazy with Tucker.
Yeah, send it to me. I want to see what
every Tucker episode
now. I want to see what Candace is talking about.
Well, like Damaris said, was this like an Oscar-worthy performance?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
With Gail? With Gail, it was 100%.
I don't know, because I called bullshit as soon as it happened. So I didn't believe it at all. So I can't say it's Oscar-worthy, because I didn't believe it.
Like, I believed it for a while.
I didn't believe it. Once they said that meatball marinara made it home, I said, man, get the fuck out of here. You had bleach thrown on you, jumped, a noose around your neck, but the sandwich and that little-ass flimsy Subway bag, that's plastic. You know that thin plastic bag to give you Subway?
Yeah, don't do that. Those Subway bags are like microwave sealed.
They hold up, though.
Not if somebody whooping your ass with bleach and a noose around your fucking...
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? That shit would not make it home, man.
When I used to eat Subway, I feel like if someone threw bleach on it, I probably would just throw it in the trash.
Bro, if you
that's
get
not
jumped,
worth $5.
Yeah, you getting jumped, you're not... When you get your bearings together, well, where's the sub? You're not looking for the sandwich.
But it's footage that we had never seen. Like, him stumbling into his own lobby of... Because he was in character.
Yeah, yeah.
He stumbled into the lobby of his building with the Subway sandwich, like tripping up the steps with the sandwich.
Still made it. Yeah, still made
Wait,
it.
Wait, really?
I swear to God.
Still made it.
No, it's mad unseen footage that's hilarious. Oh,
damn it.
Speaking of Oscar-winning performances and suspensions and things like that, mm-hmm. Ja Morant has officially been handed a 8-game suspension without pay for conduct detrimental to the league. Obviously, we knew that was coming. Knew that was happening. So I do believe that he will be eligible to play Monday, the 20th, against Dallas. So that's what the NBA stands. That's the official suspension. I know he is in Florida right now. He is in a program receiving some counseling and things like that. They probably just sent him down there to just talk about what you can and can't do as far as, you know, when you're representing the NBA and the Memphis Grizzlies, which Josh should have already known. But he's young. He made a mistake. And hopefully he learned from this, which I think he will, and move forward and, you know, continue to be an all-star player.
Have you ever had friends go to rehab?
Yeah.
Why is it always Nevada or Florida? Why is it close to Vegas or Florida?
Well, they
why is that where people need to heal?
Well, you know, taxes, number one. Got to pay some taxes down there. But I think they try to put you in a place where you can be isolated, kind of away from everything. And no distractions and things like that. I don't know why they chose to send Ja to a counseling program in Florida, but, you know, I think just handing down a suspension and letting him meet with Commissioner Silver, and, you know, talk about, you know, what you're allowed to do and not allowed to do as far as representing the NBA. I think that would have been enough. But, you know, I think that this is something that Ja will move past. I think he made a mistake. He's young. You know, it is what it is. It's stupid. But, you know, I'm glad that they gave him a date. They gave him suspension, officially handed it down. He sees the light at the end of the tunnel. He knows when he'll be back to join the team. So hopefully we can move past this.
I don't want Ja to be suspended, but I want him to have a real therapist or a real cleansing. Not the way that they gave Kyrie homework.
Yeah, no.
Like, I want a real therapist. I want someone that understands the culture. Look at Ja and say, you had your shirt off, but denim jeans on. And you spent $50,000 and you were sober. Get your shit together.
Please get drunk.
Like, I mean,
if you was drunk, I don't think you'd need rehab. The fact that you had your shirt off at a strip club and spent that much money without a single shot, there's something wrong with your brain.
I mean,
I know $50,000 is a cent to him in my world.
Maybe.
But you saw that menacing look on the security film.
Yeah, that looks crazy.
And that was foul of the club to put that footage out.
Exactly.
Though.
I'm not going to lie.
Short-sighted for sure. It was a stupid.
I'm not going to lie, though. That's a legendary photo.
That is a legendary photo.
That's a legendary.
Yeah. No, does he rap?
That's an album.
Because if he does put a mixtape out, that's an album.
That's a legendary fucking.
It's incredible,
photo, man. You can't see the floor.
That should be a 2K
We don't know
cover.
If that's carpet, hardwood,
and it's one
marble.
Girl.
You don't know. And it's one girl.
And his pants are on. Yeah.
And then you see the security guard just standing there looking at both of them. I'd be like, yo, fam, get out of here, man. Like, why are you standing right here watching me get my, you know what I mean, get my shit off? But that's a legendary. Look at that. That's a
like
legendary.
That looks like set direction.
Bro, that's a legendary.
That looked like
photo,
they hired
bro.
Someone to put that the way it is.
That is legendary.
That's nuts.
That is.
Why is he legendary. So fucking close?
That's what I'm saying. I would have told him, yo, get out of here, man. I'd have gave him $1,000. Yo, beat it, man.
Who's eating all that food, too? I hope they box that up. Just leave that. Strip club food is good.
If a man is in the strip club with all that money on the floor with no shirt on alone, she needs a security guard in there.
Also, this is
he probably works for her.
Is menacing behavior.
They were in Denver, by the way. This is a Denver strip club.
Coincidence?
They were in Denver.
Mall.
Yeah.
Snowmobiling. I see what's going on.
Yeah, look at all the snow he threw on the floor.
That's the snow.
Is the security guard the tour guide?
Exactly. That's the tour guide right there.
Took you off the trail?
Exactly.
Hey, it was a group of y'all.
But yeah, hopefully, Ja, man, listen, man, put this behind you and stop listening to all that goddamn rap early in the morning. That's the goddamn problem. I'm glad to say it. It's the music, man.
If you want to do this in strip club, have a blast. Just don't pull guns out, bro.
No, don't pull a phone out. None of this happens if he doesn't pull his phone out.
Well, that's security cameras.
Yeah, but
no,
still.
Put his phone on. He put his gun on Instagram Live.
Was the dumbest shit ever.
Made them release that photo.
Yeah, like this could all be avoided if you just leave your phone in your pocket. Don't pull that shit out and hit go live on Instagram.
But do you think the guy with his shirt off at a strip club sober is also the guy that would think maybe I shouldn't put a gun on my Instagram?
I mean, listen, I'm attribute all of it to just Ja being young with a lot of access, a lot of money, a lot of attention,
faith in Ja, man.
Yeah, I don't think he's a bad person. I think he comes from a good family. You know, I just think that he's just young, rich, and just made a mistake, man. It happens.
I do like
what Pat Beverly said as far as him feeling like a lot of the music that these young athletes listen to encourage a lot of their behavior, because I do believe that. And I'm from the hip hop community, so I'm allowed to speak on it. Growing up, when we listened to, like I said, Doggy Style and Snoop, we wanted to drink 40 ounces. I never knew what the fuck a 40 ounce was before I heard Snoop rap. You know what I mean? So like, I know that the music influences behavior. It influences actions. A lot of these young guys, the music they listen to is very violent, very drug induced, very drug heavy shit.
Very misogynistic as well.
Very misogynistic. You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know,
we got supporting her lifestyle.
But we got to understand that, you know, a lot of the things, a lot of the energy and the words that we take in, it does have an effect on us. It does have an effect on what we do. So just be mindful of that, man. Just know that you have a big responsibility and you have a lot of people depending on you. Your family is dependent on you. So it is what it is. You know, you got a lot of great power. It's a lot of great responsibility that comes with that. So I'm just glad he has an end date. He knows when he'll be back with his team. He knows when he'll be back on the court. So hopefully we can put this behind us and we don't have to talk about this again, because I think Ja Morant is an amazing talent and has a great future ahead of him.
Thank you guys, specifically the women. I will tease our next Patreon episode. Mm-hmm. It has to do with me getting some head in a bathroom. There were some bagpipes around. It'll all tie together. St. Patrick's Day. It was a woman that...
Okay, Diplo. Now that was the question I was.
There may have been a Diplo song playing at the time, but I was getting head in the bathroom, and somehow bagpipes got involved in it. I'm gonna try to call my cousin to verify it, because I really think you guys are gonna think I'm lying.
Okay.
Or your cousin was in the bathroom.
He's in the stall next to him.
Well, where it's a tight knit community, the Irish. Yeah. So we're all family.
It's like the London story.
No, you believe in trains, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A train is the quickest train to Harlem.
Keep it in the family.
So yeah, we'll be back next week to talk to you guys. Have a safe weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Be safe. If you're going to any parade, any festivities, don't end up in the slammer over the weekend. You will regret it as soon as you sober up. This has been another episode of New Rory and Maul. I don't want to call you. Can I call you Ginger? It's St. Patrick's Day.
Just don't use the hard ER.
Okay.
Use the A.
I'm that nigga. He's just Ginger.
The A.
Nigga.
Ah.
No Rory and Maul.